was a fine bonny day, and oh, Jack was loving being out in the woods. That's where he worked. He had worked with trees all his days, and there was nothing better than being out with the birds and the breeze and the smell of the flowers coming up. It was a rare spring day. And as he was walking through the wood and listening to other birds, he thought to himself, oh, how I wish that those birds would just come and sit in my shoulder, sit in my head. Oh, that would be the most beautiful thing ever. Well, it never happened. The birds would sing. They knew Jack and he never bothered them, but they weren't going to come and sit in his shoulder or his head. But anyway, this one day he's walking through the wood and he heard a different sound, a sound he'd not heard before. It was the sound of crying. Well, he went through the wood until he came to a place where there was a tree stump covered in beautiful jewel green moss. And on the top of this stump was sat the bonniest wee fairy lassie you've ever seen. But oh dearie me, her face was screwed up and there were tears away, and oh, she was howling out of her. And Jack says, oh lassie, what's wrong? Oh, said the wee fairy, we had a party here last night, Jack, and I must have fallen asleep, and I'm a ken fart again, and I came for my wee hoosie is. Oh, dearie me, but can you nae fly? Oh, my wings aren't working yet. I quite enjoyed the birch wine, you see. Oh, I see, said Jack, smiling. Well, have you got a bit of a headache as we... Aye, oh, my head's a bit sore. Well, come a while by my shoulder and we'll try and find your hoosie. Oh, rare, said the wee lass. So up onto Jack's shoulder she went and away through the wood. Well, they're looking and they're looking. Oh, now, said Jack, here's a bonny beech tree. Is this your tree? No, Jack, my home's nae in a beech tree. All right, now. Oh, now there's a rowan tree. Ah, oh, covered in blossom. Is that your tree? No, Jack, that's no my tree. Oh, well, 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 well. Well, they walked on and they walked on, and eventually they came to the biggest tree in the wood. It was the oak tree. She was just putting out her leaves. Oh, said Jack, what about this ene, the oak tree? Aye, aye, said the wee fairy, that's my tree. Oh, Jack, thank you. And she gave a wee kiss, a wee peck in the cheek. And then, oh, her wings were working a wee bitty. Oh, she managed to get them flapping and up and up. She disappeared into the branches. Oh, that's fine, said Jack. That's my good deed done for the day now. But a moment later, a wee silvery voice ca' doon. Jack? Aye, is that you, little fairy? Aye, it's me. Thank you very much. It's fine to be here. But Jack, I'd like to give you something to say thank you. Oh, nae bother, said Jack. Aye, I have got three wishes for you. Oh, three wishes for me? Aye, you can get anything that you would like. Oh, said Jack. Oh, thank you, little fairy. You've made my day. Well, Jack went back through the wood and there was a spring in his step, and oh, he's so happy, because you and I both know what Jack would like most of all. Well, he was so excited and he wanted to tell his wife Betty, so he ran as fast as his legs would take him back to the wee house at the edge of the wood. Oh, and there was smoke coming out the chimney. Betty was busy. Well, Jack came rushing through the door. Betty, Betty. Oh, you give me a fright, Jack. What's gone on? Oh, Betty, you'll never guess what. What, love, what? I met a wee fairy and she was needing to get home and I helped her home and she's given me 3 wishes. Oh, Jack. 3 wishes. Aye, Betty, and you ken what I want. No, Jack. Aye, I ken what I want. I wish that the birdies would come and they'd sit in my shooters and my heat. Well, it's just as well he just stepped outside the door, because all of a sudden, the wee birds came racing down out the trees, swoop. And here and there, down onto Jack's shooters and his head, until he was covered in colour. Oh, these wee birds, the blue tits, the robins, the great tits, and all the other birds who were all there. And they all started singing. Oh my goodness, Jack was grinning from lug to lug. He was so happy. And he opened his eyes and looked at Betty and, oh dear, she wasn't happy. She was glowering at her husband and she said with gritted teeth, Jack, you were given 3 wishes and you wish for something as silly as that. I wish all these birdies on your nose. And immediately all those wee birdie claws were clinging onto Jack's nose. Oh my goodness, you couldn't see his face. Oh, and all the wee birds were distressed. And oh my goodness, Jack was distressed. Oh, these wee pins of nails and claws digging in. Ow, 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 get them off. Betty, get them off. Well, he couldn't pull the wee birds off because he was scared he'd damage their feathers. And weeping and crying out of himself, he says, oh, I wish the birdies a wah. And with one huge swoop, the birds were away up to their trees again, leaving a few feathers hanging down in the air. And Jack's nose, bright red and bleeding. And Jack looked at Betty, and Betty looked at Jack. All the wishes gone, and nothing to show for it but a very sore